Om Shanti. 12th June 2019, Wednesday. Today's slogan: those who have the tilak of self-sovereignty, Swaraj, the crown of world benefit, Vishwakalyan, and are seated on the throne of their stage are Rajyogis. So those who have got Tilak, Taj and Takht, those who have got Triple T, those who have got Tilak of self-sovereignty, those who have got crown of world benefit, and those who have got seat of those who are seated on the throne of their stage, Stiti. So a Rajyogi has got these three qualifications. So one is Taj, another is Takht and Tilak. This Tilak has got a lot of importance in the Indian scriptures. They say that a Brahmin who doesn't apply Tilak is not a Brahmin at all. He is Chandal. He is the worst of the creatures. If somebody is born Brahmin and still he doesn't apply Tilak, he belongs to the lowest of the category. And a person without Tilak is like a house without well. A person without Tilak is like a country without rivers. A person without Tilak is like a woman without her husband. A person without Tilak is like a mantra, but the person who is chanting the mantra doesn't know the meaning of the mantra. So this Tilak has got lot of importance. Just like there's a village and there is no temple. Just like there's a society and there is no leader. There's a heart and doesn't have mercy. These are all the comparisons. A person who doesn't have Tilak has been compared to so many things. The founder of the ISKCON, Hare Krishna, Krishna Consciousness, Prabhupada, he used to narrate one story. There was a company, and in that company all Hindus were employed, and they all used to wear Tilak and come for their job early in the morning. One day, the leader, the company of the boss of the company got changed, and a Muslim person came, and he saw that everybody is wearing Tilak. He said, if you continue to wear Tilak from tomorrow, you will be fired, dismissed from the job. So nobody is allowed to wear Tilak if you want to work in this company. So next day, nobody wore the Tilak, except one man. He came, he had a sporting a Tilak. So a meeting was organized, and the leader said, he is the only man who has worn the Tilak. So he is the only brave person. So from tomorrow onwards, he will continue to wear the Tilak while you all cannot. Because for him, Tilak is more important than his job. So Tilak has got a lot of importance. And also some of the principles of Ayurveda, they say that this Agya Chakra, so this Agya Chakra, here is the Agya Chakra in the middle of the forehead. It is the culmination point of all the nadis. There are about 72,000 nadis as per the Ayurveda. I am not talking of medical science. They say that it's the culmination of 72,000 nadis here, and they all merge here, and this is a very very sensitive area in the whole body. So positive energy and negative energy, it's sensitive to both. So when you apply tilak, they say it's like a cooling effect, a soothing effect here and this area, whether it is kumkum, whether it is vibhuti, chandan, vermilion, many there are different types of tilak they mention. So this area is very sensitive. That's why they say that tilak is very very important as per the Ayurveda philosophy, as per the Tantra philosophy, as per the mythological things in India. So Baba says you also have to wear the tilak. Which tilak? Which tilak? Swaraj, self-sovereignty. Self-sovereignty means? Swaraj means? Raj means? Rule. Self means? Swa means self. Self-rule. Self-rule means self-control. Self-control means? Self-mastery. Self-mastery means each and every sense is under control. So such a stage of self-sense control, self-mastery, is known as Swarajya Adhikar. It has been compared to the right Adhikar. So it's the Swaraj. Those who are having Swaraj here, they alone will have the kingdom of the world in future. Those who are kings here would become the king there. Those who are slaves here would become the slave there. The here become the king. Here become the brave, like that brave employee. Like that brave employee who continued to wear tilak in spite of the warning by the boss, and he did not fear getting dismissed from the job even. So one has to be very brave. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said to Kumaris, then Baba wants which Kumaris? Bahadur, very brave, courageous, valorous, such Kumaris. Baba doesn't want fearful, coward goats. Baba wants Bahadur, lioness. So one has to be brave to wear the tilak. Because if you wear the tilak, then 100 people will ask, what is this, what is this, what is this? Which institution you belong to? Outside world. That's why nowadays modern devotees, they don't wear. There is one more tactics, water tilak. You wear water so that nobody will ask. It's not visible. But then true devotees, they will always wear tilak. And there are different types of hundreds of varieties of tilak. Some are like this, some are horizontal, some are vertical varieties. The devotees of Shiva will wear different. The devotees of Vishnu will wear different. The devotees of Ganesha will wear different. The Tantra people will wear different. So they have got so many different varieties. So Baba also has given us many different types of tilak, many different type of, many colors. Even colors are different. Material is different, color is different, size is different, design is different. So many varieties are there Okay. And one has to keep on seeing if it is okay or not. It should be okay. Not go here and there. So, we have been given the tilak of Swaraj. We have been given tilak of soul consciousness. We have been given tilak of God consciousness. We have been given tilak of world benefit. We have been given tilak of what else? We had discussed this in one class long back. So what are the tilak? Get up in the morning and apply a beautiful tilak and different varieties of tilak, some different designs. And who is applying it? That is very important. God Himself is coming and applying the tilak. What else? Tilak of tyag, renunciation, tapasya, tilak of detached, detachment, detached observership, tilak of completeness, then tilak of responsibility, tilak of destroyer of obstacles, tilak of purity. Even purity is a tilak. So apply that tilak. Tilak of complete wiselessness, tilak of happiness, then tilak of world benefit, tilak of contentment, tilak of all divine virtues. You can convert anything into tilak and apply it. Whatever you feel there is a deficiency in you, apply, like the tilak of concentration. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, if you come here and sit in meditation in group, and if your intellect is wandering here and there, first, instead of benefit, there is a loss. If you sit here and your intellect is wandering, you are creating vigna, obstacles here. These are the two things you are doing. You are harming others. You are harming others. And you are creating obstacles here. If you sit in meditation and your intellect is wandering here and there. So apply a tilak of focused mind, concentrated mind, so that intellect doesn't wander here and there. So tilak of concentration. So early in the morning get up and see that He Himself is standing and is applying tilak. So that's a very intoxicating point. One. Second is Taj. Taj we discussed few days back. Our Taj should be, it should not have dust, it should not be broken, it should not fall down, it should fit properly, and what else? No alloy should be mixed in it. It should be light, or it should not become burden. Or there is a fear of falling all the time. It should be fitting nicely. So, which Taj Baba is talking here? Taj of crown of world benefit. So, wear the crown of Vishwakalyan. So, this is a crown. Crown itself indicates responsibility. When somebody's coronation is done, he assumes new responsibilities. Suppose somebody is anointed as king. He is no more the careless person as he was before. Now he has new responsibilities. Now he has to take care of his subjects. And now he is a king. King means he is the mother and father for the subjects. King means he is the caretaker. King means he is the responsible person. He is accountable now for all his subjects. And the slightest careless attitude on the part of king would cause damage to all the subjects or to his kingdom. So king has to be very mighty, king has to be very strong, king has to be very powerful, king should be able to fight, and he has to protect his crown all the time. If the crown falls down, That's a sign of bad omen, apshakun. Okay, so see that throughout the day, which crown remains? World benefit. I don't have to benefit one person. I don't have to benefit one family. I don't have to benefit one society. I don't have to benefit one state, one country, but the whole world. My aim is the whole world. Yeah? So it's a very big task in front of me. I cannot afford to be careless here. I have to keep on explaining myself that I am wearing a crown and I have been anointed as a king. So a king is a post of great responsibility. King cannot be careless. So taj, and then takht. Takht is throne, and this is really thorn. This throne, takht is thorn, kate. This is a throne of thorns, because it's a great responsible post. And which is the throne Baba is talking about? Takht of sthiti, your stage. The stage should be very high. The difference in the Brahmins is in their stages. The difference in the Brahmins is in their stages. Some are having very exalted stage, some are very low. Some never cry, some keep on crying all the time. Some are beyond all complaints, some have complaints about each and everything here. Right from their room, their bathroom, their partner, the food, everything, the nature, the atmosphere. They are the total complaint box, Pandora's box. You open and complaints start coming out. Hundreds and hundreds of complaints. You know, no? Pandora's box. We had a class on this Pandora's box. Pandora's box, somebody had taken. Pandora's box means is a magical box where unusual things come out from that. So they are like Pandora's box. Complaints keep on coming out. So they are never unhappy here. So the difference is all in the sthiti, on the stage. And in today's Sakar Murli, at one place Baba said, those who are remembrance, those who are in the remembrance, they are moving their steps forward. They are those who are in remembrance, yad, their kadam, their steps are, they are moving their steps forward. So where we stand, where we are, what is my stage, what is my sthiti? Is it very strong? Or slightest thing come and I start crying? Is it like that? Am I like a goat? Or am I like a lioness? What I am? What I want? Where I am running? What I want? This is really a question to be asked. So one question is how to make the stage very powerful. What should one do? In order to make the sthiti stage very, very powerful, what to do? Churning of knowledge. What else? Tell something new. How to make stage very powerful? What do you need? Most of the things we know, the routine of Brahmin life. Apart from that, what is needed the most to make the stage powerful? And today's Murli Baba said there is a difference in yogi and bhogi. There is a difference in yogi and bhogi. the more one remains detached, one is powerful. The more the vairagya, the person is powerful. The more the self-control, one is powerful. The sthiti depends upon the internal stage of detachment. The sthiti depends upon how much one has become non-attached. Not getting attached to anything. Because everything creates attachment in this world. Everything, every small thing. If I don't pay attention multiple times, today Baba said in Sakar Murli, have attention, have attention, have attention, Savdhan, Savdhan. If you don't pay attention, mind tends to get attached. If you stay with one person for 3 days, you get attached to that person. That's why in the path of sannyas, there was a rule for the sannyasi that they cannot stay at one place for more than 3 days. Because if you stay more, immediately one gets attached. You don't have to move, keep on moving from one place to another, but while staying at one place, one should remain attached. Detached. Absolute detachment internally. And for such detachment, so many things are needed. But stage becomes powerful only and only when there is a total detachment internally. The more the detachment, the more powerful one is. And second thing which is needed the most is yoga. The chart of yoga. Baba says, in today's Murli, you all sit in meditation for 15 minutes. But there are children who sit for more than that, 1 hour or more than that. But all cannot do like that. All cannot become Maharati. Probably some dadis might be sitting in front. That's why that statement came in between. But everybody cannot become like that. But if you want to become to have a very powerful stage, churning of knowledge is okay. But mere churning is not helpful. You need churning is for what? The end result of churning is to have powerful yoga. If one is doing churning but there is no yoga, then stage cannot become powerful. So very strong, very powerful yoga, very strong link, very strong connection with God that is needed to make the stage very, very powerful. Otherwise stage cannot become powerful. And one is yoga, another is talking with God. Talking with God. How much hours you should talk with God in 24 hours? This is a separate question. I am not talking of doing yoga and sitting alert and becoming bodiless. I am not talking of that. I am simply talking of this one thing. No, don't tell such answers. How much time? We hardly spend any time talking with him. Not even minutes. If suppose your friend comes after 10 years, how much time you spend talking with him? Whole night. And there is a morning and you don't know that, oh, how come that it has become morning? So timelessness. When there is a love, there is timelessness. No time. So, that is different. Every day I am talking of routinely, one should spend at least 2 hours maximum talking with Baba. 2 hours every day. I am not talking of yoga. I am not talking in sitting in a particular posture. Simply heart to heart talk. Simply heart to heart conversation. Simply narrating him what is happening in your life. So today I am giving you one task. Today, spend 2 hours with Baba and tell him the story of your life. Tell him the story of your life. Where I am born. Who were my parents, what I did in my childhood, how were my school days, and then how I was going ahead nicely in my life when the virus infected suddenly and I reached here. And how he caught me. I was going so nicely. Carefree life. No, this is still you have to, because there are so many blockages, mental blockages, unclear areas in the subconscious. So spend 2 hours just telling him everything right from the time you have taken birth till here. Different places you visited. Here I went, there I went, here I worked, there I worked, now I am here. With here, with you, right now. And again I am going to go somewhere out from there. So tell him everything. He should know everything, because he often keeps on complaining that you don't tell me anything. He says no many times. You don't tell me your samachar. Tell me what is happening to you. Then I will give you a solution. So tell him everything. So spend some time as if a new friend is there. He has come after a long time. So he doesn't know where you are, what you are, what has happened in your life. So tell him that, okay, I'll tell you, wait. So these are the people who created nuisance and problems in my life. These are the people who are my friends. Tell him everything. So once... So whatever, but spend time with him. He wants to listen. He is ready to listen. He loves to listen. He loves that. He loves that you tell the story of your heart to him. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. However bad it is. But spend some time. As I said, 2 hours is a big time. Okay, start with 10 minutes. Then spend 15 minutes. Or do it in installment. Half an hour in the morning after Amrit Vela. Or in between. I'm not talking yoga time. This is entirely different time. Don't mix it in evening yoga or Amrit Vela yoga. This is different. This is just talking, informing, narrating, telling, relating. Just a clear narration. So you are telling him, this is what has happened. Now you tell everything is okay, or I need to make some corrections somewhere. Okay? No, don't count it. This is why you want to count? Somebody has come and met his friend, whole night they spent talking, and next day he will say, oh, I gave you 10 hours. No. Why you are counting? There's no need to count. But in the initial stages count, but later on go beyond counting. It's a journey from counting to the countlessness. Om Shanti.